What's good, y'all? In this bonus episode, quotations marks, which you will hear is audio from two different places. First, from FanFest, from a few interviews we did at the FanFest before the NWSL championship game in San Diego. And then later, you'll hear audio from the mix zone of questions asked to various players. And the ones we have featured here were Black players we talked to in the mix zone after the championship game. So thank you for the love and support, and peep the episode. Hello, how are you doing? Wait, come closer.
What's up?
What's up, great legend?
What do I do?
Hello, Daniel.
Hello. Greetings from sunny San Diego.
It is sunny. It is sunny.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great considering Angel City's not playing.
That's wow, right. He came out the top, man.
I am you're gonna be here as a neutral, Team P Chaos, so let's see what happens.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow, everybody wants chaos, huh?
Chaos with the rain wind, I'll say that.
Oh wow, you might
even
be the first.
If they lose, you can cut this out.
Wow. He said, this is my prediction unless it's wrong.
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't hold me to it.
Am I okay.
Oh, yeah, you can begin out the chat.
All right, okay. So first of all, can you tell people your name? Obviously, we know who you root for.
We already said it, Daniel.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, yes, my name is.
Well, Lord, here we go. Elder Millennial.
Me llamo Daniel.
Wow. All right, I respect it, bilingual. All right. So, Daniel, is this your first NWSL championship?
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay. So, what are you looking forward to the most?
I really just want to see a good match. I think it's one of those things, like, in person, I just want to see a lot of goals.
Okay.
When I'm at home, I'm definitely more of, like, I like defense. I appreciate it, kind of contrarian. But in person, I want to see goals.
How many goals?
Let's go 3-3. So six total, then get the PKs.
How many PKs?
12 rounds.
Jesus.
And then Pino with the capper to ice it.
To make up maybe for that World Cup.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
I respect it. Go on top. Yes. The way she knows best.
The writers are not on strike anymore. So
there you go.
Tonight's their night. Let's go.
I mean, they got us to this storyline. Okay, I got a question.
Exactly.
So we got Rain and we got Gotham. Do you have a favorite player or players for either team?
I mean, I would say Rapino for sure for me, because I still say, even like talking about it now, getting like chills.
All right.
Rapino to Wambach, that cross to me was more impressive than the actual header, personally.
All
but
right.
That's what got me and just made me come to it.
You're from 2011.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the people who don't know,
right.
The most famous goal in USS,
World
yeah.
Cup. 2011 World Cup, was it quarterfinals, I want to say?
It was a semis. It was a semis.
No, it was
semis.
Quarters.
It was quarters.
They had to get into semis.
Brazil versus USA. Brazil almost won until.
I know. My apologies to the Brazilian fans listening, but yes.
Man, you got to have some people mad.
Yeah.
I know. Don't fight me, Georgia.
That's fair.
Dang, Georgia got a call out.
Wow. Right. Dang.
So Rapino, I mean, it's obviously it's like romanticism in sports, like very rarely like crossover, but to see her go out with the win, that'd be awesome.
Word.
All right. And so you got a score line?
Wait. And one last question, because we can't be long.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
This ain't for you. This is we got her up. So what's the song that you need to give you championship flavor? For the chaos. Hey, what is a good song for the match?
I mean, for the chaos, Nuck If You Buck.
And we
ready
go.
To fight.
For sure. That's what we need.
All right.
There we go. Nuck If You Buck for the chaos. Let's
All right.
go.
All right. It might be a fight. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You got two people going out.
Fight, but no red cards.
Okay.
That's what we want.
All right. Red card free.
Yes.
And all cards reset. So, listen, they can go They can go all out this game, man.
Whoa, pause. If you get a red card in this game, you ain't playing next season.
Yeah, I think you sit out the first game. I think you have to shout out the first game.
Oh, well, yeah.
At least
don't
one.
Dock so.
At least one.
Your way out today.
I was going to say, we do know one prominent star that's going to be missing game one next season.
Yeah.
But I won't bring up any names.
Yeah.
Sorry, DC.
Dang, man.
And on that note, we're going to wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
Appreciate you, Daniel.
Yeah, appreciate you, Daniel. Enjoy your final, man.
Yay.
All right. I promise I'm prepared. The Shay is prepared. All right, so we're out here at FanFest in San Diego for the NWSL Championship, talking to fans and supporters alike, and I think we have some special supporters here. Hi, what is your name?
Kingston.
Kingston?
Yeah.
So this is Kingston, and I think he might be rooting for a specific player. Let's see your sign, Kingston. All right, so it says 10 NY Williams, go Bats. Is there a particular reason that is your favorite player?
Yeah, she's my auntie.
Okay, so I'm guessing maybe you all are rooting for Gotham today?
Yes.
All right, cool. And what is your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. All right, so what are you looking forward to most, obviously, besides seeing Lynn Williams play?
This is the first championship game that my family has come to, so honestly, just looking forward to watching my sister play.
Okay, and
let's go.
Have you done any cool things this week leading up to the championship?
In the week leading up to the championship, I did a turnaround driving trip through all of California to make sure I got back. Okay. But other than that, we've been Mission Bay and just letting the kids hang out, getting to see their aunt for a few hours, and then being here.
All right. If by chance the Bats win, do you get to go on the field and hang out with your aunt?
I don't know.
Don't? What's your what are you going to do to celebrate with her if she wins?
What are you
going to
do?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. We got a dance ready. I like it. Maybe some ice cream or something, you know. Definitely. All right. What is our flavor?
Vanilla.
You're a vanilla? Okay.
I'm chocolate.
Chocolate. And what's your name?
Kenyon.
Kenyon? Kanan. Kanan. Chocolate and vanilla. Any other flavors? Vanilla, can we see your sign? I love the artwork. Ooh, what's okay? 6/20/23, and there's a lot of bat energy going on right now. I like a theme. Do you like Batman?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we have one no and one yes. Okay. Is this a Spider-Man situation then? There it goes. That's also in New York. So Miles. Yeah. Oh yeah. Into the universe. Spider-Verse, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I know you all are waiting to go inside and cheer really, really loudly. This is Shay Butter RC, and we're just really here to support Black fans, Black players, including Lynn Williams. So we always just want to, you know, big up our players, and you all are awesome. So thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. It's recording.
Okay, what's up, world?
What's up? What's good?
Shea Butter FC here.
In the streets.
For, by, and about Black women in soccer. And we are here interviewing, what is your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. And where are you from, Jessica?
From Florida, but I live in Portland.
Okay. I live in Portland, so I'm going to guess your favorite team is the Portland Thorns.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, it's a rough time right now.
So a little more time with the trophy before whatever happens tonight. So we're just going to ask you a few quick questions. Is this your first NWSL championship?
Yes.
All right. So what are you looking forward to the most during this game?
Well, I'm going to be taking pictures. It's my first championship picture game.
Nice.
And then just seeing, like, who wins. Because I really don't have a fave. Like, either team could win. I'll be happy about it. So.
Do you have a favorite player in this game?
Ooh. I say Lynn.
Lynn Williams is very popular.
Yeah.
She got a lot of family here today. We're in it to them early.
President,
we call her President Purse. President first. Okay. Do you have a prediction for who will win the game today?
It's hard. I'm hoping Gotham wins, actually.
Yeah. All right. That seems to be the popular
opinion.
She's about
to be upset. She's all right fan.
It's okay. I'm working right now. Oh, we appreciate it.
Wait. Hold on. What's the?
I loved what you said.
Wait.
You're like ditto.
Introduce you. Like you want to. Hey, what's your name?
Jenny.
I hear you. Are you the owner of the sports bar?
Yeah, the sports bra.
Sports bra. That's awesome. Well, thank you. What you do is awesome. I got to get to Portland to see a game.
Yes,
see you there. Absolutely. Yes. Even as a rain fan.
Wait. Carry the microphone over.
Yes.
Make a pitch for everyone. We want to support for everyone. Maybe we can have a Shea Butter watch party there. What?
I love all of those things. Yeah. If you love women's sports and you love watching it together in a group and maybe drink and maybe eat, the sports bra is the place for you.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for stopping by. I appreciate you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. What's up?
What's good?
We're out in these streets interviewing fans at FanFest, and we have, what is your name?
Lara.
Lara, here with decked out in Pride gear. All right, Lara, so we're asking.
You gotta have optimism, baby. You gotta have optimism. All right. Poor impulse control, which is what I have.
All right, it's real purple and aggressive. So, Lara, we're walking around. Is this your first NWSL championship?
It is not. I went to the championship. Wait, give her a mic. It was in Orlando.
When was that?
That was in 2017, I believe.
Woo!
Wait.
That was the NC Courage and the Portland Thorns, with the Thorns winning it.
Okay.
Much to my disappointment.
Okay, so what score predictions do you have for the game?
I have a... I'm going to go with 2-1. Gotham.
Ooh, you don't want no penalties?
Don't stress me out like that.
It's not about you. Your team ain't in it. You can be stressed.
Someone who doesn't want chaos.
She's going to say that as an OLA fan.
I watched Allie Krieger for years in trenches. In these purple-coated trenches.
Wow.
I watched Krieger for years, so I would love it to be over in 90, baby.
Okay.
I think that's very fair. Big up to, you know, your former players. Love to Kriegs.
And Kristen Edmonds.
Yes. Oh, Trishit.
Absolutely.
Trishit.
Shout out.
Trishit.
Respect to Kristen.
Jersey legend and Rutgers legend, Kristen Edmonds. Okay, so I'm going to take a guess. Do you have a favorite player in this game today?
Oh, I'm going with Krieger, baby.
That's fair. 11 for 11. All right. So we have a thing here at Shea Butter. Crystal Dunn is officially a free agent. Make your pitch for Crystal Dunn to the Orlando Pride.
Your hubby's already working in Tallahassee.
Wow.
We're the closest team.
Wow.
Just come on down and enjoy Disney World and Universal, babes.
Season pass to Disney World for Marcel.
Yes, sir.
All right, I think that's a good pitch. That's a good pitch.
And
thank you
folks.
So much, Lara,
thank
for
you.
Talking to us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Are you ready?
What's up, world?
What's good?
We're here. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, what's good? We're with Linda.
Yes. Woso fan extraordinaire.
Yep.
Rocking the Angel City Daylight kit, the better away kit.
Wait, hold on. Wait. How you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great. You know, on the left coast with family and friends, doing the soccer thing.
Are you from
being
the
a super fan?
Are you from the left coast, Linda?
I am absolutely not. I am a Florida kid.
Okay.
Angel City is my second team.
Okay.
Pride or Die, my first team.
Marta Forever.
Yeah. There you
okay.
go. Marta, and the kids.
The kids. Right. Messiah's yeah. all right, yeah?
Messiah's all right.
All right. I voted for her for Rookie of the Year. I just wanted to point that out.
Well, that, she got robbed.
All right. Come on, explain
to the people why she got robbed.
That's all right. They can be mad if they want to.
That chip on her shoulder is going to get bigger and bigger, man. There you go.
Yeah,
she a baller. Yeah. She a baller.
So it's pretty cool to be out here, left coast. A little chilly for me.
Oh, okay. Is this hot? Is this colder than Florida?
It was 85 when I flew out.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's...
That's fair.
50 is very cold for us. For part of Florida I'm from.
You gotta bring a jacket out before.
I brought the re-ink sweatshirt and okay. the cold weather gear.
Oh yeah, I gotta get
spin
the fit.
Spin it.
Okay, you got the coordinated outfit. Yes, ma'am. She says she is comfortable. She is warm.
Yes. Yep.
Is this your first NWSL championship?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What are you looking forward to seeing, Linda?
Maximum chaos.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. What you want? You want penalty kicks?
I want to see some broke ankles,
wow.
some broke hips. I want to see some crosses.
Okay.
You know, a couple of headers.
Okay.
What kind of score?
Wait. You want some?
I want to see some Shea Butter bombs.
Look at us out
Look
here.
Look at that. We didn't prep her.
No.
This is from the heart. Do you have a favorite player in this game tonight? Or players. I'm not gonna keep you to one.
100%.
Okay. President Purse. All right.
President Purse.
All right. Do you think do you have a scoreline prediction or a winner prediction?
2-2 and
penalty
kicks.
Oh, you said chaos.
How many rounds of penalty kicks are we talking about?
Two rounds of penalty kicks.
I want 50. Let's go. I want mass chaos.
For that?
I want mass chaos. I want us to still be in there
okay.
for a good 30 minutes.
And who do you think prevails?
Bats up.
All right.
Bats up.
All right.
Oh, Sills is upset.
I'm a media member right now. I'm a media member right now.
You know, bats have a hot hand.
They do. They got in by the skin of their teeth, and they've ridden the momentum, and they've got really talented players. And it's Creek's last game. I get it.
I'll be unhappy with whoever wins.
All right.
You know, they're both great franchises.
I agree. And, I think this is a good final.
You know, I love the, as CP23 says, the elders going out.
The elders going out style.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. Oh, what's your elder millennial type of Y2K song of the year?
Ooh.
What's the song for this moment here?
Ooh.
Something for me,
21. Can you do something for me?
You gotta dance?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
She said that's all they got. That's all she got
that's
right
all
now.
All I got.
All right, well, Linda, I hope that you enjoy your first NWSL championship. I hope it's not your last NWSL championship.
Not.
And maybe your pride will make it in the next couple of years. They got some cooking down there.
They look very good. They're building definitely for the future. They look very solid.
And last thing. What is your pitch for Crystal Dunn?
Crystal, I just want you to know that Orlando chickens are allowed in the city limit. We have tons of room for both the chickens and the cats. Bring it.
All right. That's a good pitch. That's a good pitch.
There we are. All right.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Today's episode of Shea Butter FC is brought to you by the Bounceless Control Sports Bra. The search is over for the support you need in a sports bra. Go from semi-active to your full active self with the sports bra made for the Fuller Bus Squad. Take on those old activities you used to enjoy or pick up new ones in the Bounceless Control Sports Bra. Dance freely to your own beat. Run, skip, jump, or shoot. Do all of this and more without the distraction of the bounce. Feel confident with the full coverage sports bra that controls the bounce. Wire free.
Bounceless Control Sports Bra features moisture absorbing fabric that wicks away sweat and has adjustable straps. So you'll have the comfort you need to take on whatever workout you choose. Want extra support? Use the inside breastband that fits across the top of the bust. Get the support you need to take on any workout as a Fuller Bust woman. So head on over to bounceless.com and enter promo code SBFC to receive 15% off your first order.
Hello, Alana. Hi, Alana. So obviously, not the outcome you wanted. But just wanted to get your feelings about your first NWSL final and sort of the journey of the week and, you know, lead up to that and your feelings right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, obviously not the result we wanted, but just immensely proud of the team. You know, we obviously wanted to send Pino off on the best note possible. We didn't quite achieve that, but I think the things that we overcame throughout the season, the, you know, difficulties we faced and some of those we put ourselves in. But, you know, to get to this point, to get to the final, a few weeks ago, or, you know, a few weeks left in the season, it was questionable. So just proud of the journey we came on and, you know, hopefully we'll be back.
And what do you sort of say to each other, you know, right after in a team huddle? Sort of what did just the team talk about in terms of, you know, didn't quite get there, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think just how proud we are of each other. You know, in past years, we haven't gotten past the semifinal hurdle, and we've sat down and had really hard conversations, really honest conversations about why we weren't good enough in those moments, and you know, with the end goal being to be here and to win. So I'm sure we'll sit down again and kind of see, you know, where it went wrong tonight and if there are things that we can make sure don't happen again next season.
Right, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, yeah.
My favorite player. Come through in the last 30 seconds. Kristen Edmonds. Anybody need Kristen?
Congratulations, Kristen. Shea Butter. We have a few questions for you. So one, as a New Jersey native, how does it feel to win a championship with
off of.
Yeah, to be honest, it's absolutely amazing to win one at all, to win one with my team right now, to win one in my home state where I started playing soccer. It's going to make me emotional, but I'm literally so happy I could do it with this club in my home state, for my home state, and I'm just so proud. I feel like my career deserves a ring in the middle, and I finally in 12 years have got one, so I'm just so happy right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And can you just talk a bit about the turnaround of this team and sort of the fight and what this season has been like for you all?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't my first time doing this. You know what I mean? Last year, Kansas City came from last place. We made it to the championship. The only thing that was missing was this. And to do it again is incredible. It took everything out of me. But, yeah, I'm just honestly just so happy and, like, at a loss. I'm at a loss for words, kind of.
And how are you planning on celebrating?
I'm not sure. I'm just taking every moment as it comes. And, you know, we'll see where the night takes us.
All right, congratulations again. I will go let you go in and go ahead and get partying. Started.
One quick question. You know, being in the final last year, right, Kansas City, and now coming back and winning, what is that?
I mean, honestly, like last year, the heartbreak, like it shattered me when we lost that game. Coming to this game, I wasn't really nervous. I was just like, we have to do it. Like, I can't go through that emotion again and not win it. But I'm like literally overjoyed. I am so happy. I'm just so thankful. I like really kind of can't believe it. But yeah, I'm going to soak this one up and in for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Yasmin. Hi. How's it feel to be a winner 2 years in a row?
It feels amazing, honestly. I mean, wow, what a team to do it with. So I couldn't be happier.
All right, and can you just talk about a bit of the journey this year for this Gotham team, sort of, you know, the ups and downs and what it's taken for you all to get here?
Yeah, I mean, we have, I feel like, been through it all. And then I think with this final season being Allie Krieger's and her leadership and how she leads our team, It was just unreal. Like, we just floated to the top, honestly, and like we worked our asses off to be here, and we deserve it. And I couldn't, like, I'm just so proud of us for getting to this point and winning, bringing it all home.
Do you have any celebration plans yet, or are you still kind of floating right now?
Absolutely, we are. Okay. Champagne.
Where's the party, girl?
All day.
Where is it? All right, congratulations, Yasmin.
Maybe tomorrow. I will tomorrow. But it's a special one. Yeah.
You talked about the uncertainty at the beginning of this year, moving to a new club unexpectedly.
Yeah.
I know, like, you're still processing, but what an arc of a season. What are the emotions kind of from there to here?
Oh, I feel like it's been 3 years in this 1 year. Obviously, coming here, didn't know what to expect, didn't necessarily want to be here. I just didn't plan it. You know, getting to know a whole new team. I left North Carolina in the first place because I wanted a challenge. I thought I was going to get that in Kansas City. Obviously, that didn't happen. So coming here was definitely a challenge, mentally, emotionally, physically. And then obviously the World Cup, that didn't go as planned. I feel like I really bust my ass to get to that team. And then obviously it didn't go as we wanted to. So coming back and putting those emotions aside and putting all I had into this Gotham side, so just to be here, it wasn't our goal to just get here. It was to win, and not every team gets to say that, and not every time. You don't know when you're ever going to be back to a final or if you're ever going to get to a final. So I don't know. I could just keep rambling.
That was
but, yeah.
In the
build-up to this matchup tonight, a lot of folks have been here, like myself. They've been talking about how the environment, the energy, and the feeling of this particular championship has felt different. Yeah. Championships in the past for you. How have you digested this particular week, and how has it sort of fared differently from those in the past? Has it felt bigger this moment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the first final I was in, there was like 10 people in the stands. So to have 25,000 people, I think that's what they said, right? 25,000 people. It's incredible. This is what we play for. We want there to be emotions in the stands. We want the crowd to help us through or boo us, honestly. Like, it's just... that's what sports is about, to get booed, to also be cheered for. And just the investment, you know, having a mix zone for media, putting us.
Yeah,
no,
it's. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's, 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 yeah. I think that, you know, sometimes as players, we're always like, oh, I want to just go to my team and celebrate. But these are the moments that grow the game, and we need them. And so to have this moment right here is incredible. I've only had it on the national team. I haven't had it in WSL. So to have this is incredible. And I think just the whole production, I think there's obviously bits and pieces that we need to tweak, but it's a step in the right direction.
You put a foundation down and we said, you know what, we're not going to skip steps. We're just going to keep grinding and we're going to ride the waves. Every single game before the playoffs even played felt like a playoff game. And then towards the end of the year, you know, we knew we were making playoffs and we wanted to play for Krieger so badly. And also, we didn't want to just get here. We wanted to win. So yeah, I felt like we have an amazing team. We have your magicians, you have your workhorses, you have your everything that is a complete team. And so I'm just really proud of us.
You talk about that first goal. I mean, just Midge with that great cross. Can you just take us through that moment there?
Yeah, you know, Midge is an amazing 1v1 attacker, and I just saw her getting around the corner, and as a forward, it's your job to get your butt in the box, and they put it in the box, and you just get in there, and hopefully you tap it in. I saw that their defenders were drawn towards her, so there was a hole in the middle, so I just said, if I just get there, she'll find me.
This is now 4 championships, 3 different teams, right?
Yeah.
I noticed that you talk a lot about and celebrate the sort of global diversity of Gotham, and I'm wondering if there's a connection between the way you value that kind of diversity and your ability to thrive on so many different teams.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, that's a great question. I think what makes a great team is your ability to find pieces that fit together really well. I think that the game... You know, the NWSL has a certain style. It's very transitional. That's not a secret. And I think that the teams that I have been on who have played the best have been able to take different cultures and different styles of play and blend them together. And I think that's what you have here at Gotham. I think that's what I had in North Carolina. West New York was a little bit different just because I think that it was like a Cinderella story, even more than this one, which is crazy. But I think that, we have really good players that see the game differently. And I think that when you look at somebody next to you, I look at Delaney and I'm like, sometimes I don't know how you do that, but I want to implement that to my game. And Jenna and Krieger, and I could go through the whole entire team and we could take bits and pieces of that and put it into your game. That's what creates a winning culture.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That gets me a question. Does that get us a question? If we voted for you, do we get to ask a question?
Ladies and gentlemen, Midge Purse.
All right.
MVP.
After that first goal goes in, there's a really great photo of you. You can just tell in that moment that you were locked in. What was your mindset today?
Oh, gosh. I've been waiting for like a moment like that this year. I haven't really had one. It's been a long year for me personally, and I think this club and this team and we squeaked into playoffs and made it all the way. So I was just all the emotions. Everyone just was. We were talking about getting that first goal. We were talking about what it would mean to win the whole thing, and it felt so good. I just don't have words. I'm not being really articulate.
I mean, it was an amazing game, but just a very strange start. You know, going down. Like, obviously, it's affecting players from both teams. Just how do you work emotionally through that moment, knowing like you still have a job to do? Your job is to beat her team.
It was, when I saw her put her head back, I knew I saw Pino go down, and it was really sad. And then one of the girls on their team started crying, and I turned to my to Yaz and I said, let's go at her, because she was clearly upset. It's hard. I mean, I think that definitely affected them a lot. I think it affected their concentration, and that's sports. So I'm so sorry that that's how it ended. But I don't think it defines or in any way characterizes her impact that she's had on myself, on this league, on sports. We've done it, everything.
Did you talk a bit about sort of your personal adversity, particularly over the last couple of years with injuries? So how has the journey back this season been? How did it feel to get those 2 assists and a finals MVP, just sort of to be here right now?
It's really humbling. I think the thing about sports is that
they tear you down, and at the same time they can build you up, and everyone tells you not to get so low on the lows and so high on the highs, but this is why you play. It makes those hard days worth it. It's always better than it is worse. So I mean, I love this game, and I'm happy that it left me back today.
Absolutely. And what would you like to say to your Gotham supporters who have stuck by you after last year in particular?
Oh my gosh, to the OGs, we got to do something for them, because it's been a wild ride, and even the ones who have been there before I've even been there. This is a club that has a ton of history, and I'm excited to give them something because they've been waiting for it for so long and have been so loyal. So I think it's just the beginning.
Helping another DMV person go on her way out between the time of Allie and that
kid. Allie's family now. I mean, we called it the American dream, worst to first. We have New York. Like, we think that that's what it is. And it's a fairy tale ending that she deserves. So I couldn't be happier for another, for a person. She's incredible. I don't know. I haven't won anything in a long time. Oh, they're cheap. They got in my eye. That's why I was late.
Two more questions. Are we good? See?
Go celebrate, Mitch. Congratulations.